Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Well, good evening. It's Elizabeth Joyce, and we are on the last Sunday in October, before Halloween and All Saints Day. And we've all heard about the Antichrist, but what is this energy? Is it coming to our planet? What does it all mean? There's so much happening right now around the world. Maybe we are seeing the signs of the Antichrist. Is it AI, artificial intelligence? We have to dig deep into the roots of this subject, and the roots are in the Bible. In the book of John, there's a chapter that tells us what the Antichrist is. Antichrist is the deceiver of Christ's message. When the Lord was asked what we most have to worry about by the disciples before he ascended, his answer was, "Be sure that you are not deceived." In the Bible, it is written that many antichrists have already come. What does that mean? Are they humans? Are they people? The energy acts out as someone who does not accept that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. That is the first description of the Antichrist, denying the divine made a human. Maybe because they think God is in the heavens, not down on earth. Whoever denied Christ as the Son of God was called an Antichrist or anti-spiritual. Later, this word became a personal Antichrist figure, the sign of the beast, although the Antichrist and the beast are not the same thing. They are separate. Who has global control along with persecution and execution? The Antichrist, who invented and controls the beast. The number of the beast is 666. This is all in the book of Revelations in the Bible. What does that mean? It is said that you need a mark on your forehead or on your right hand. This is the mark of the Antichrist energy. If you don't have this mark, then you are shunned, excluded from the economy, from society life, from buying and selling. And all this creates is a lot of fear. Where do we find this fear? Mainly in our unconscious. This creates negative beliefs. The belief that I am not loved, I will not survive. This has created a lot of inner fears. The total loss of our freedom. This lie, this misbelief is all for power and control. The symbolism of 666 as the Antichrist. However, now, with this new awareness, we have to look deeper, look deeply into our higher consciousness. We know there's not a number that isn't good. Do you think that number 6 is not as good as number 3? Everything exists within. Within this higher consciousness of God, nothing is excluded. It started with the Bible. This is a good one. This is a bad one. This fear of a coming Antichrist has been created. It's the fear of a beast, a demon, and it has much too power over me. That thought is really not true. When you start to awaken, when you go up to a higher level, you recognize, oh, is this really my fear? Or is it the fear of an Antichrist rooted in my unconscious? The number 6 is double 3, and 3 is very important. Why? Because 3 is the divine number, the Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. When we speak of wisdom, when we speak of religion, when we speak of spiritual concepts, we know 3 is very important. There is my side, there is your side, and then there's the truth in between. This brings 3 points together. There's the inner child, the adult, and the blessed higher self all together. Creation is rooted on number 3. The third dimension is thinking, talking, action. And the fifth dimension is love, peace, and harmony. It's very important for you to understand this. When we understand the Trinity, we find it in all religions, Hindu, Buddha. Then we can understand 6 is the double of 3. Why should 6 be a bad number? You don't have to believe in any concepts or any old concepts. Just ask yourself, why should 6 be a bad number? They say 6 is a number of imperfection. That's just not true. It's the number of your light body, of your Merkaba, or the golden triad that move from low to high and from high to low. The Merkaba is a poor energy concept. When you dig deeper, you find a freedom, a knowledge of who you really are. You're a light being, and you are ascending into your light body. Number 6 in numerology is a health number. Hard work, your pets, caring for self, caring for others, health. Number 6, when you hold it up, looks like the belly of a pregnant woman holding a child within her body. It's not a bad number. It's nurturing. It's the human principle to look out for our children and our pets. When you understand this, it brings you freedom. Then we have the 6-pointed star, the hexagon, that many people wear around their neck. Why do you think that 666 number was put in the Bible as the number of the beast? The Antichrist is a projection from our unconscious beliefs, which has created fear. The number 666 is about our shadow, our enemy, the collective shadow. You cannot control it. There is so much going on here on this planet Earth. There are a lot of dark forces here, and we need to understand that. We create the enemies. AI, Russia, Iran, wars. We created them because of our unresolved inner wounds and our deep pain. This deep pain is always connected to our negative inner beliefs. There is no pain unless you first believe something. There is no Antichrist. We made it up. It's a power play. We made it up and put it into our energy field. We think so much. We were taught there is a big system overhead, this big God overhead, and we are so small, so little, so insignificant, and cannot change anything. That's not true. When we awaken, we realize the power that is within us that we have never used. Then we understand, no, no, no. There's nothing bigger than my own consciousness. What I create in my mind is most important. It's my focus. It's my reality. Others have created those enemy ideas on the outside. We are taught these are the bad people and we have to fight against them, etc., etc., etc. This produces chaos and we don't understand who we are. We get confused. Now the digital currencies will come. And what else? This makes us powerless. There is so much control with AI. At the No Kings event last week, they used drones and iPhones to check on the people. It's really amazing what's happening. We have to stand up and not believe or give in to those old systems. Not to believe in this Antichrist because they will produce it. They will produce it with 666 through the power of computers. Let me tell you a story. story. I used to work for Western Union. Western Union and IBM got together in the 70s to make big, huge computers. They were working over in Switzerland on bank computers, and they had to have numbers code because computers work with numbers code. They were joking around, and they decided that they would access the numbers code with 666 to get in, then put a row of numbers, and then again end it with 666. I found that very interesting. They were all laughing about it and thought it was a big joke, but I realized that it was the beginning of the beast, the powerful Antichrist beast. We need to look deeply into what we really believe. Releasing our negative beliefs makes us so powerful. Nothing is more needed because we are so powerful. We create our reality. You may think, oh, that's not possible. Something bad can happen and then everything explodes. That will bring us a tower moment. But that's not really true. I know this from my own experience. I have just finished writing a book, Mysteries Revealed, Beyond Mortal Boundaries. I talk about in 2023 when I suffered a stroke that changed everything. Spirit led me from struggle and betrayal back to peace, from a Florida hospital to my ancestor home in New Hampshire to heal. In the book, I share what I learned beyond the veil, the eternal nature of the soul, the power of the divine love to heal the body. Find out for yourself. Discover the light that waits for us beyond mortal boundaries. Again, the book is Mysteries Revealed. It comes out on Halloween and it will be available on Amazon.com. So we'll sum the information of the Antichrist all up. Yes, you can go in the wrong direction, thinking more about Antichrist, but don't think you are powerless. You are not powerless. There is nothing outside of you to fear, except maybe humanity itself. By standing up and really starting to love yourself, you start to create healing, not only in your own life, but in the energy spreading out to all areas of your life. Let's remember, the beast is rising again, not as a myth, but as machinery. They are creating it now, in the body chip, in the systems that promise power and safety, but silence the soul. Atlantis fell because emotion, our bridge to spirit, was lost. Without feeling, there is no compassion. Without compassion, no creation. And without creation, humanity becomes mechanical, soulless. This is the true mark of the beast. The surrender of divine feeling to artificial control. But this time we remember. We remember why Christ came, to awaken the infinite, multidimensional light within human form, as did many other masters and souls. So as the world moves towards the mechanical, let us move towards the miraculous. Let us choose to feel, to love, and to awaken. For emotion is the language of the soul, and through it, we will all rise again. We're going to take a break and go for our weekly cosmic tip. I'll be back with more information after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your weekly cosmic tip. Week of October 27th through November 2nd, 2025. A grand water trine forms between October 24th and 28th, with Mercury, Mars in Scorpio, Saturn, Neptune in Pisces, and Jupiter in Cancer. This is a very lucky grand trine. On October 29th, a three-eye atlas moves closest to the sun as Mercury trines Neptune and enters Sagittarius shortly thereafter. Then it moves on to oppose Uranus as Mars forms a trine with Saturn. The energy of these days is extraordinarily dense. You'll feel it. The strong emphasis on water signs, combined with the grand trine, suggests that once things start to move, they will be hard to stop. Feelings and emotions play the central role. Where they are suppressed, they may forcibly break through. This applies not only to personal lives, but also to collective events, which can assume powerful dimensions now. This is a highly productive week when you will be able to tackle a tremendous amount of work. This strong positive energy will help you to make your dreams come true. If you have long desired to start your own business, this is the time to take constructive steps and get your endeavors off the ground. It's important not to overthink. Just do it. Because Jupiter is involved, we can expect this period to bring positive developments in the end. First, however, a phase of chaos is possible, for Saturn and Neptune in Pisces again speak of great surrender and the difficulty of setting boundaries. The conjunction of Mars and Mercury in Scorpio points to conflict. Small provocations and disputes can now have a considerable consequence and gain great momentum, especially when applying it to politics. Thursday is a perfect day for pitching ideas to a boss, investor, or client. The energies on Halloween are a bit challenging and slightly spooky due to constantly shifting situations that could lead to a feeling of a bit of anxiety. Some of the costumes may really seem spooky. Remember, this is just a temporary condition. November 1st brings All Saints' Day and clarity. Water in motion is a mighty force that is hard to resist. If you suddenly find yourself swept up in a current of events, allow it to carry you for a while. Just keep taking those deep breaths. It's wiser to wait until the waves have calmed down. Use the weekend's strong vibes to work on getting back into shape. You may want to postpone any dating, though, to avoid any insincere suitors. If you have ever desired to work for yourself, start a side job this week. It will grow over time, and you'll be pleased. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Embracing Spiritual Frontiers. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some reading time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Well, we're back from our weekly cosmic tip. In this segment, I'm going to talk about autism. We have it in our family. I want the collective to know and understand what it's really all about. I hope this is helpful to everyone. Children born today see the world very differently than we did in younger years. They have a much higher vibration and find a third dimension a bit difficult. Medicine calls this autism. What they describe as a disorder is, in truth, a different, highly sensitive form of consciousness. Mothers often ask, what is the soul's purpose between autism? How can a child with autism activate their self-healing power? Not to fix or change their authenticity, but to find a balance, strength, and their full, beautiful potential in such a fast and loud world. The subject of autism has a deep meaning. What can we learn about this experience from the spiritual world? Let us look at what science says about autism. Autism is not seen as a disease with one single cause, as a deep neurological difference in development. The brain of an autistic person is connected in a very different way. There are mainly three important factors. Genetics. Autism is strongly hereditary. There isn't one autism gene, but many working together. Energetically, there is a deeper meaning, which I will discuss in the spiritual meaning of autism. Yes, there is a genetic tendency. The brain structure and connection. Research shows that the autism brain is unique in structure and connections. Areas responsible for social interaction, communication, and sensory are processed differently. It explains why autistic people often experience sensations more intensely and find it harder to adjust to social expectations. Certain conditions during pregnancy and birth can increase the likelihood that autism will appear when there is a genetic tendency. Example, the age of the mother, stress during pregnancy, or complications at birth. These factors don't cause autism by themselves, but can influence whether the tendency becomes active. There's another point that is often discussed, especially in the United States, but also in other parts of the world. Can vaccinations cause autism? For example, the MMR vaccine or the preservative Timer. Some doctors hold that heavy metals that are found in some vaccines, as well as chronic infection and trauma, can influence the development of autism. From an energetic spiritual point of view, it's clear that heavy metals can harm the body and that other energetic imprints, trauma, can have a deep effect on how a person develops. We could go deeply into heavy metals, but now that we have lightly looked at science, let's look at the spiritual. The deeper spiritual core question is, why does a person need to experience autism? We need to understand that everything, absolutely everything, exists first as an energetic and subtle level before it manifests in the physical world. Every illness, every special trait, every life theme has its origin in the energy and consciousness. It's the same with autism. There are no coincidences. Everything is connected to the individual soul plan. From this higher perspective, autism is not a deficit, but a part of a person's soul purpose, a way in which its soul expresses itself on earth. You may think, purpose? No one would consciously choose that. But even when two people are exposed to the same outer circumstances, like the same vaccine, or the same air germs, or the same level of heavy metals, not both of them will develop autism. This is even true with identical twins. That does not mean that heavy metals or toxins are in any way acceptable. Not in the body or human system. They absolutely do not belong in the human body. Not in our food, not in vaccines. It's beyond question that they burden the physical system. The influence always unfolds with the soul's design and the level of consciousness of the individual. Together, this forms a personal energy field. To truly understand this, we must remember one fundamental spiritual truth. Nothing, not a single aspect of your physical reality, can exist unless it is created from an energetic blueprint. Our body, our genes, and the way our brain is connected are the material expression of a subtle energetic pattern. It's the physical reflection of an invisible field of energy. Consciousness is the source of this energy. It's the architect of that blueprint, and the body is the physical representation of that plan. The DNA holds the blueprint. When a person incarnates with an autistic disposition, it's because their soul has chosen a special, highly sensitive, energetic blueprint. the blueprint manifests as what we can measure in the physical world as the autistic brain or genetic predisposition. The energy happens before the action. Matter always follows the energy. The energy always follows a consciousness. Thinking, talking, action. Modern science comes into play through the field of epigenetics. Epigenetics teaches us that our genes are not a fixed destiny. They carry their own form of awareness, and what determines their energetic state of consciousness are our beliefs along with our thought patterns. Beliefs create emotions. Emotions create energy, and that energy influences the genes. It's a self-programming system. Remember my saying, emotions are important, logic is important, emotions are more important. This explains what I have experienced myself and in my healing work with higher dimensions, the root of the emotions. What's in the subconscious? When someone has an undiagnosed cancer, they may feel ill and uncomfortable. But once they are told that they have cancer, their whole world changes. It's come up to the surface. And suddenly, fear becomes a part of the program. Our consciousness directs our energy, and our energy directs our biology. Thoughts become things. The energetic blueprint that a soul brings into this life determines what genetic genes can be activated. Only when the collective truly understand this will we open the door to clarity and a higher level of understanding. Autism is a conscious choice of the soul. You may ask, what mission or purpose does a soul gain or follow with this special imbalance or affliction? From what I have been given from the spiritual world, there are three important reasons to ignite this on Earth. Number one, a very unique way of experiencing the world. That's the first part of it. The autistic brain is extra intelligent and has a desire to perceive more information at once. It has MAGA downloads to sense life in greater depth, often without filters, to perceive layers of reality that remain hidden to most people, like other people's thoughts and motives, and the healing power of music. This sets in and allows for a multi-layered and multi-dimensional experience. Through the human body, they are able to create a bridge between the physical body and the planes of higher existence. These souls take in an abundance of extra information that remains invisible to most people. The energy of a room, the vibration in a voice, the texture of sound, and the subtle patterns and motives within a conversation. The key is that all this information flows in without filters and merges together. This brings feelings of true intention behind someone's words, but it can also become an overwhelming flood of sensory details arriving at once. Perception is not divided into categories. It is a single, multi-layered, and deeply intense stream of awareness. The deeper meaning of awareness is that they are having a different and highly complex experience, one that connects to other dimensions, other realities, and with multiple timelines all at once. They are here to open the door for us, ordinary humans, to becoming more multidimensional. This frequency shows us that we too can access the multidimensional awareness when we attune to their energy field and allow ourselves to communicate in their way, beyond words, with vibration, music, and feeling. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're going to take our half-hour break, and I will be back to tell you about the other two reasons the soul creates autism.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce, the author of Mysteries Revealed Beyond Mortal Boundaries. In 2023, I suffered a stroke that changed everything, laying in the hospital in Boca Raton, Florida, in ICU for 5 days. I began speaking to my guides, realizing that I had crossed into an area between the worlds. Yet I healed through my own voice, recording a weekly radio show, one sentence at a time. Spirit led me from struggle and betrayal back to peace. From a Florida hospital to my ancestral home in New Hampshire, teaching me that miracles are born in our darkest hours. Mysteries Revealed shares what I learned beyond the veil, the awakening of the new spiritual chakras, which I had received through spirit in 2014, the eternal nature of the soul, and the power of divine love to heal the body. Join me and discover the light that waits for us beyond mortal boundaries, now available on Amazon.com and major bookstores.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from our half-hour break. And that was William Vitalis singing Everywhere. We're talking about autism. The second reason why a soul chooses the experience of autism is this. We live in a world where people often value politeness and adaptation more than the truth and authenticity. These precious souls come as a reminder of who we really are beyond all masks and roles. Through their directness, their deep honesty, and their inability to pretend, they challenge us all. They push us to become more honest with ourselves and with each other. What a powerful message. Even with what society calls a disability, these people can teach us something incredibly precious, that we do not have to be perfect or normal to be whole and valuable. They teach us two essential things, the value of unconditional authenticity, that being real is worth more than polite emptiness. It is more powerful to be yourself than to be what others expect you to be. Also, the language of boundaries. For many autistic people, it is very difficult to feel their own boundaries or sense the limits of others. That is exactly the point, because their talent becomes our teacher. Example. They come into the bathroom when you are in there, or they wolf a meal down before anyone is seated at the table. This reminds us to be clearer by teaching them to knock on the door before entering, or waiting to eat until everyone sits down, or perhaps after the prayer. All this reminds us to be more honest and more loving. The boundaries of the family, as well as others, they show us that boundaries are not automatic. They are sacred spaces that deserve awareness and respect. The autism gift is to give us back our inner compass for authenticity, that our greatest strength lies in our true, unique nature. The third reason within the soul may be the most important. The invitation for all of us to learn what unconditional love and true appreciation really means. These souls do not come as teachers to lecture us, but come as living mirrors. Through their very existence, they ask us, can you love me without trying to change me? Can you see my value even if I communicate differently? Can you accept me even though I don't fit into your performance-based world? Can you recognize that my difference is a gift, not a problem? They teach us that love is not tied to whether someone functions normally or fits in easily. Their mission is to open our hearts wide enough for us to understand a person is always unchangeably lovable exactly as they are. They heal us by forcing us to redefine our own conditions for love and worth. When we understand this, then we realize that autism is a part of a higher soul plan with a very special purpose. Our entire idea of healing and support changes. It's not about fixing the child or the person, but it's about helping them to live their highly sensitive, multidimensional design in a way that makes them truly happy and safe. What can an autistic person do to help themselves? What does self-healing look like? How can you, as a parent or companion, help strengthen this wonderful yet challenging sensitivity? Again, everything begins on the subtle energetic level. Your beliefs shape your energy. They create your emotions and your thoughts. The key to living better with this sensitivity lies above all in reconnecting with your body. Many autistic people are so overwhelmed with outer stimuli that they have lost the connection to their own physical presence. This shows up in their behavior when they rock their head, when they tap it against a pillow or something, or when they flap their hands. It's exaggeration. The body acts as a valve that releases the energy that builds up inside of them. In a world that already feels chaotic and difficult to control, even for normal people, it's difficult for those with autism to find balance, relief, or inner peace. Trying to control these inner pressures usually doesn't work, but only creates more inner chaos. What truly matters is a certain kind of energy. I see you. I hold space for you. You are allowed to be exactly as you are. You are safe. It's okay. This is the energy that's needed when you're living with, caring for, or working with an autistic person. Total acceptance without trying to change them. They are feeling, and maybe they've never had that experience before. Once they know that their body is their friend, then true healing can begin. These higher souls already have a higher, though sometimes unbalanced, frequency. They are very receptive to energetic healing, to empathy and energetic support, and a calming place created for them by those who love them. We've come to the end of the show tonight, but we still have our music and the closing notes of Richard Shulman. Everybody have a happy Halloween this Friday. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Good night. This is the Garden of Life Meditation. The thoughts we think and the words we speak are constantly shaping our world and our experiences.
Many of us are in the old habit of negative thinking, and we do not realize the damage that we have inflicted upon ourselves. However, we are never stuck, because we can always change our thinking. As we learn to consistently choose positive thoughts, the old negative ones dissolve away. So sit with both feet flat on the floor and allow these messages and affirmations to penetrate within you. Your subconscious mind will pick up the ones that are important to you at the moment. These concepts are like fertilizing the soil of your mind. As you absorb them by repetition, you are slowly enriching the very basis of your garden of life. So as we go through these affirmations, as you allow them to come into your consciousness, know that you are planting seeds of positive thinking into your garden of life. I release the past with ease, and I trust the process of life. I close the door on old hurts, and I forgive everyone, myself included. I visualize a stream in front of me. I take all those old experiences, old hurts, and old pains, and I put them all on this stream and watch them begin to dissolve and drift downstream until they totally dissipate and disappear. I am free, and everyone in my past is free. I am ready to remove forward and to new adventures that await me. Lifetimes come and go, but I am always eternal. I am alive and vital, no matter which plane of action I am existing on. Love surrounds me. Love surrounds me now, and love surrounds me in the future. Love surrounds me forever. My willingness to forgive begins my healing process. I allow the love from my own heart to wash through me, cleansing and healing every part of my body. I know I am healing. Forgiveness of myself and others release me from the past. Forgiveness is the answer for almost every problem. Forgiveness is a gift to myself. I forgive, and in doing that, I set myself free. I free myself and everyone in my life from the old past hurts. They are free now, and I am free now, to move forward into new, glorious, fabulous experiences. I cross the bridge with joy and ease. The old unfolds into wonderful new experiences. And you know, my life gets better and better all the time. I am willing to release old negative beliefs. They are only thoughts, and thoughts stand in my way. New thoughts are positive and fulfilling. I release all the things from my past that cloud my vision. I see the perfection in all of life. I willingly forgive. I breathe love into my vision. I see with compassion and understanding. My clear insight is reflected in my outer sight. I breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and breathe in the aromatherapy of spring, all of the flowers blooming, and the wonderful, glorious sights of the brilliant colors. Take a deep breath and observe your life with joy, abundantly supporting me. Life supports me with more good than I can imagine. I am guided throughout this day in making right choices. Divine intelligence and my blessed higher self continuously guide me in the realization of my goals, and I am safe. I am safe. It's only change. I break free and think wonderful thoughts. I move past my limitations into freedom. I now become all that I am created to be. I am that. I am love. I am growing in full bloom in my garden of wisdom, and so it is. Found us,